tighten habits. Successful people are simply those with successful habits. Brian Tracy. Success comes from what we do daily, not from occasional home runs. For thousands of years, success in human life has been studied by great thinkers and philosophers. They all seem to agree that the secret to becoming a titan is not talent or willpower, but titan habits. Your outcomes in life result from your habits. Who you are today results directly from the habits you have formed in the past. So, to have a better you in the future, you must form new, better habits in the present. By forming titan habits, you too can become successful and live a titan life. Consistency of purpose. Long-term consistency will always trump short-term intensity. Bruce Lee. The key to a titan life is consistency. A titan life does not come about from what you do sometimes. It results from consistent effort toward your goals. Consistency of purpose is the mother of mastery. You may be very talented, but unless you pay the price day in and day out, you will never achieve a titan life. Be constantly taking action. Cement a little each day. It's about what you do most of the time. Let me give you an example. Let's say you and your significant other brush your teeth every evening before going to bed. One day, you are both lying in bed enjoying a great conversation. A couple of hours go by and now you both feel sleepy. You kiss each other goodnight and forget or decide not to brush your teeth that night. What do you think will happen to your oral hygiene? Nothing major, because what matters is what you do most of the time. And most of the time, most evenings, you do brush your teeth. The same can be said about your titan goals. When you take action daily, even if you slack or decide to take a break on a particular day to play with your son, you will still be well on your way to achieving your titan goals, because what matters is what you do most of the time. And most of the time, you take action toward your goals. However, make it a rule never to skip 2 days in a row unless it's part of your titan recovery period. More on this in a later chapter. Start small. Be faithful in small things, because it is in them that your strength lies. Mother Teresa. Most people fail at installing new habits because they set these huge goals that are neither actionable nor sustainable, at least initially. These are the people who are trying to achieve overnight success. And a titan life is never an overnight success. Every new titan habit you want to install must start off small. For instance, if you do not have the habit of going to the gym daily, don't set your goal to go to the gym 5 days a week for an hour each time. Instead, plan to go to the gym 3 times a week for 15 minutes each time. Or if you do not have the habit of reading daily, don't set your goal to read a book a week. Instead, plan to read 2 pages 3 nights a week. What matters is that you get in the habit of going to the gym or reading. Quickly, you'll be wanting to go to the gym and read for either longer sessions or more frequently. Small, consistent action over time form titan habits. Habits work like compound interest. Understanding both the power of compound interest and the difficulty of getting it is the heart and soul of understanding a lot of things. Charlie Munger. Habits, like compound interest, only accumulate over time. That's when you will see the results. Titan results do not come overnight. You must be patient and confident that your titan habits, when done consistently, will lead you to titan results in the future, even when you do not see any apparent results in the present. And that's the thing about titan habits. You have to trust that if you plant seeds day in and day out, the results will suddenly come, because they will come. Let's say Mary and Christine are best friends. After going to the beach with their new friend Victoria and seeing firsthand how amazing she looks, They, Mary and Christine, decide to go to a gym together. They pay the most expensive gym membership they can afford, consciously or subconsciously, thinking that the more expensive the gym membership is, the better the equipment will be, and therefore, the faster the results will come. They buy new workout clothes and gear to go to the gym 5 days a week. 3 weeks later, Christine, upon not seeing any visible results, quits. So long to the new workout clothes and gear. Mary, who has been reading about the importance of consistency, keeps coming to the gym 5 days a week. Christine gets transferred to another city for work. A year later, Christine is back home for Christmas, and she meets Mary for coffee. To Christine's astonishment, Mary looks amazing. Christine, being a good friend, tells Mary so. Mary, surprised, says, "Thank you." To Christine's eyes, Mary has become an overnight success. Christine now inquires about the type of diet she is following, whether she eats carbs or not, her supplements, her secrets. Mary, flattered, does not know what to say. What Christine fails to realize is that Mary kept compounding interest by going to the gym day after day. At the same time, Mary is surprised because she sees little change in herself. She kind of notices that her waist is slimmer. This is why she now uses a smaller pants size, but that's about it. Like your savings account. Your growth can be quite remarkable when you look back at what or where you used to be. Even though your savings account is constantly growing, you do not notice its growth from day to day. Even when making progress, you may not notice your own improvement. How fast or how slow should not be your concern. What matters is that you're moving forward. Your savings account grows faster or slower depending on the economic cycle. You also have cycles where growth accelerates, but it's slower at other times. Yet, as long as you take consistent action, you will always be growing. Don't be discouraged by what you perceive as your lack of growth. If you have not given up, then you are growing. You just may not see it until much later. Installing a new habit. We are what we repeatedly do. Excellence, then, is not an act, but a habit. Aristotle. Installing a tightened habit is harder than installing a bad habit. The reason is simple. While the reward of a bad habit is immediate, eating a donut, smoking a cigarette, the reward of a tightened habit is delayed, eating healthy, working out, writing a book. From an evolutionary perspective, we humans are wired to want immediate payoffs. We want things now rather than later. In prehistoric times, the availability of food was uncertain. This is why our instinct, like other animals, is to seize the reward at hand, food, water, sex, to survive. And resisting this instinct is hard. Our tendency is to grab the smaller immediate reward and skip the larger but delayed reward. Installing a tightened habit is always hard initially. It's hard because it's a disruption of your neurobiology. You must recode your brain. You must break the patterns of your natural instincts or the ones you have acquired sometimes for years. The old part of you must die, and the new part of you must be born. And, like with any birth, it hurts. Ask any mother. According to University College London, it takes an average of 66 days of daily action to install a new habit. After 66 days, according to the research, it becomes automatic and easier to do the new habit than not to do it. You don't have to think about it. It becomes second nature. Installing a new habit may be compared to the launching of a space shuttle. In the initial stage, the space shuttle uses the greatest amount of fuel because it needs to conquer the forces of gravity. In the second stage, the space shuttle has already conquered the initial forces of gravity. But interestingly enough, this is when most space shuttle accidents happen. In the third and final stage, momentum kicks in, and the space shuttle glides easily without using much fuel. Similarly, in the initial stages is when we need to use more willpower fuel to conquer our already ingrained habits, forces of gravity. In the second stage, this is when we think that we don't have to use that much willpower, but upon seeing no apparent results, you question yourself. What's the point of doing this? This isn't working. Why bother? This is the stage where you're most likely to fail, when most accidents happen. But if you press through like a titan, you will build momentum, and you get to the third and final stage where all the hard work, sacrifice, and suffering pay off as the new habit that you've been working on integrates at a spiritual, mental, physical, and emotional level. It becomes part of who you are without using much fuel. You come out more skilled and in better touch with your titan self. Don't give up. What's hard today will become easier tomorrow with practice. Build titan systems. When I'm in writing mode for a novel, I get up at 4 a.m. and work for 5 to 6 hours. In the afternoon, I run for 10 kilometers or swim for 1,500 meters or do both. Then I read and listen to some music. I go to bed at 9 p.m. I keep to this routine every day without variation. The repetition itself becomes the important thing. It's a form of mesmerism. I mesmerize myself to reach a deeper state of mind. But to hold such repetition for so long, 6 months to a year, requires a good amount of mental and physical strength. In that sense, writing a long novel is like survival training. Physical strength is as necessary as artistic sensitivity. Haruki Murakami. Everyone has dreams. Titans build systems to achieve them. Most people focus on the goal. Titans focus on the process, the systems. They only check on the goal occasionally, once a week, to make sure they are on the right track. But they focus on the processes, the systems that help them achieve their Titan results. If you look at the most successful people, companies, and sports clubs around the world, they all have built, whether consciously or unconsciously, regular and reliable routines that cause their Titan results. Titans have systems, so if on a particular day they don't feel inspired or motivated, they still do it because they follow the system. If you don't want to be a Titan soccer player, do what Titan soccer players do. If you want to become a Titan tennis player, do what Titan tennis players do. And if you want to be a Titan media mogul, learn about the routines of Titan media moguls. Developing Titan systems is how to build your Titan life. So when you get out of bed, you already know what to expect. Develop a system for all aspects of your life: spirit, mind, body, heart, skill, environment, finances, and in everything you do, don't forget about your legacy. I heard Sylvester Stallone once say at a writer's seminar in Los Angeles, he writes every day. He wakes up at 4:30 a.m. and writes for 3 straight hours every single day. Even if he has nothing to write, he still sits there for the full amount of time. A Titan system matters. Most people put much effort into setting their goals, but unless you build a Titan system that will allow you to be consistent, you will never get there. The system works because you work the system, so don't forget to take action. Wake up early. It is well to be up before daybreak, for such habits contribute to health, wealth, and wisdom. Aristotle. Titans wake up early. Thomas Jefferson said, "The sun has not caught me in bed in 50 years." Jonathan Swift said, "I never knew a man come to greatness or eminence who lay abed late in the morning." And Benjamin Franklin said, "The early morning has gold in its mouth." The only way to accomplish Titan things in life and be in charge of your destiny is if you wake up early. While the rest of the world is asleep, you have an average of an hour or 90 minutes of advantage above the rest. When you wake up early, you put your mind over mattress, and that gives you the first victory of the day. It sets you up for discipline and success. This discipline will give you the same courage to go to the gym, talk to customers, make difficult phone calls, read and eat healthy food. The power of morning and evening rituals. Think in the morning, act in the noon, read in the evening, and sleep at night. William Blake. There are two parts of your day you can always control, your morning and your evening. All hell can break loose throughout your day, but you can always control how you start your day and how you finish it. The purpose of your morning ritual is to prime you for Titan action, while the purpose of your evening ritual is to prime you for Titan recovery. Your Titan morning ritual. How you start your day is how you live your day. How you live your day is how you live your life. Louise Hay. Your Titan morning ritual is sacred to your self-mastery, well-being, and happiness. This is the daily time for you to take your life to the next level in all aspects of your life. This is the time for you to work on developing you. Each day is a new day and the new opportunity to build your Titan life. Your Titan morning ritual sets the tone for a Titan day. While most people start their days in a reactive mode, watching the news, checking their cell phones, emails, social media, Titans start their day in a proactive mode, meaning they're in charge of their mornings. The morning is when you are most impressionable, so you must make sure that you impress your brain with the right stuff. Your willpower is highest in the morning, so why start your day with other people's priorities? Get up at least an hour earlier. This does not mean you will sleep an hour less each night. Quite the opposite. It means you will have to discipline yourself to go to sleep an hour earlier each evening. Here are some Titan strategies. Drink a glass of lukewarm water with freshly squeezed lemon. Add a bit of raw honey if you can. Before you do this, rinse your mouth and clean your tongue. Otherwise, you will swallow the bacteria you accumulated in your mouth during the night. Watch the sunrise. Reflect on your life. Be grateful for your blessings. Visualize and do affirmations or prayer. Read something inspirational. Plan or review your day. Exercise. Take a shower. Alternate hot and cold water. Have a Titan breakfast. Connect with your loved ones. While there's probably not an ideal morning ritual that fits everyone, see what works for you. What matters is that you find your own Titan morning ritual. While the rest of the world is asleep, give yourself 60 to 90 minutes for your Titan morning ritual. The world needs you to play at your best. Your Titan Project. To change your life, you need to change your priorities. Mark Twain. After you do your Titan morning ritual, the next thing Titans do is they spend 30 to 60 minutes working on their Titan Project. Your Titan Project is the one project that will change the game for you and your family, and that will not only make a name for you, but also generate long-term income and will give you lasting satisfaction and happiness. Before working on your Titan Project, make up your mind, concentrate like a professional athlete before a big competition, and ask God, the universe, or your higher self for guidance and help. Then do the work. Your Titan evening ritual. End your day with a smile, a happy thought, and a grateful heart. Clint Walker. Titans don't wait until the morning to prepare for a Titan day. They start the night before. The close of each day is just as important as the start. By implementing an evening ritual, you will prepare yourself for the next morning, recharge with a restful night, and minimize the resistance you encounter in getting things done. Around an hour and a half before going to bed, start your Titan evening ritual. Here are some Titan strategies. Take a walk after dinner, ideally through a park or in nature. Turn off your electronic devices at least 90 minutes before your bedtime. Review your past day. Anything that you could not achieve today? No worries. Life is not always perfect. Make sure you do it tomorrow. Journal. Debrief about your day. Celebrate 3 small victories you achieved. Plan your next day. Design the blueprint for a Titan day tomorrow. Take a hot shower or bath with Epsom salts. Meditate. Read. connect with your loved ones. Go to bed early. Again, while there's probably not an ideal evening ritual that fits everyone, see what works for you. What matters is that you find your own Titan evening ritual.